Okay, tonight we're doing a Pesach selection. Page Resh, Pei Gimel.
Next year is after Yom Tov?
Next year will be, God willing, the Monday after...
First Monday night after Yom Tov.
God willing. All right.
Yes,
all
day
is known.
Yes. Monday
night after Yom Tov. Don't forget. Don't forget. Okay, we are going to learn on page Resh, Pei Gimel. Resh Pei Gimel, Vizedim Tibata. The last column. We say every morning after we say Kriya Shema, we say Ezras Aviseinu, which mentions Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's something we notice, that every time we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we tend to follow up with one mention or another of Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's the way we do by both Shachris and Mariv. After we say Shema, in the description it says v'zeidim tibata, right? It goes v'yamsuf bakata. Hashem, you split the yamsuf. V'zeidim tibata, you drowned our enemies. V'yedidim havarta, and the friends, that's the Jewish people, you helped cross the yamsuf. Now, anybody who thinks when he says this, and I don't think that's a very large group of people, notices that the order is out of order. You notice that? By Zaydin Tibato means you drowned the Mitzrim. Yedidim Avarto means that the Jews went through. Now, the way we usually read the Chumash, first the Jews passed through the Yamsuf, and then the Yamsuf fell and drowned the Mitzrim. So it's out of order. Right? Zaydim Tibata, you drowned the Mitzrim. V'yedidim Avarta, the Jews passed through the Yamsuf. That's not a correct order. And he's going to come to explain that. Why it's out of order. Kan HaBen Shoyel, Alishtanos HaSeder, about your son. It's not in the Haggadah, so they don't usually ask. But, Kan HaBen Shoyel, Alishtanos HaSeder. Here, there's place to ask that it's out of order. Sharei mikaidim avru yedidim, v'achum neisor b'sachayim b'yabasha, v'rak achakach tavo hazeidim. So it's out of order. So, Schwab gives his own unique explanation. V'yeshaymer, sh'lechayre yitma koraya. Anybody who talks, who observes this would ask, heyach nayalu sharei tzayan. How foolish were the Sarim of Egypt to go into the Yam? They weren't afraid to walk into the Yam and that the Yamsuf would collapse upon them. Which we don't say, I guess in Washington has to say piyut on Pesach,
of course.
How long is it that?
Even on Shabbos.
Not every Shabbos.
No, but
Shabbos Agadol.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. So Shahayim Mechrochim Bechnisasan. So the Midrashim say that the Egyptians didn't want to go into the Yamsuf. Their horses marched right in. Vasusim Mashchu Esrechveim Letachayim Ba'Karcham. I wish I could see a video of this. God willing, we will. We'll go upstairs and we'll get to see a picture of it. How they're sitting on the horses. The horses are going in against their wills. They'll come on us. There's a pasuk in Shir Hashir which compares Klal Yisrael's relationship with Hashem to L'susasi Berichvei Paroi, to Misich Yoriyanasi. Hashem compares his relationship with us, and it's not just to any horses. To the horses that were with the chariots of Paroi. Now, how does that come to Shir Hashirim? So he's going to explain. Shakadish Baruch Hu Medame Knesset Yisrael Asusim Shoyu Berichvei Paroi. Hashem compares Klal Yisrael to the horses, as if God is Kaviyachol riding on Klal Yisrael. Haynu Shebeemes Shoyu Bali Rechashol Paroi Reitzim Lazar. The people in the chariots and the horses, they wanted to turn back. Shari Orvala Masakona Uli Azura Mayim. They were afraid that the water would collapse on them. Even if it's possible, they thought it wasn't a miracle. They don't thought it was natural. They triumphed what had taken place. Somehow there was a strong wind and a depression in the yam. They were not fools. If the wind made the yam go up, it's going to come back down. And they didn't want to go into the yam. Their horses pulled them in. That's why it says, "Vesus v'reich by Rama v'yam."
You don't want jump out from
the sus. It's very hard to jump off a running sus. Sus v'reich by Rama v'yam, and that's what it says that they were thrown into the yam. So, what does that have to do with Shir Hashirim? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Shoshab Nei Yisrael Mispalim. When Klai Yisrael Davin Hare Moishim Kaviyachol Ratzon Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Kayim B'Kashasam. That Hashem, Kaviyachol, is like the rider on the horse, that if Klai Yisrael davens for something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, even if we're not worthy. Dugma Susei Parish, Hamashkol Abaleim Bakarcheim. Ritzon Yirev Yahasa. Ritzadikai Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. So certain Amunah and davening, the davening has the power, Be'etzem, to Kaviyachol force the hand of Hashem. So that's the Mashal in Shir Hashirim, Va'ina Lama Yisrael Be'Sara, Havi L'Susasi Baruch Ve'Parei D'Misicha Re'Yasi. Now, Klal Yisrael is compared to the horses on the chariots of Parei. V'Kadol Maskiras Anes Anifla Hazeh. Sha'achar V'Yamsuf Bakata V'Nichnu V'Bay Yisrael Azeidim Tibata Shnisu V'Karcham Aiterim Sh'Avar Aididim Aseyam. So it's interesting. His taich is Zaydim Tibata, that the Egyptians ran into the Yam before the Jews came out on the other side. In other words, the foolishness of them was going into the Yam while it was still split, and then it collapsed on them. That's also satisfying. The lush of Zaydim Tibata sounds like they drowned before Klal Yisrael went out. So that part of it is not such a satisfying. I'm not sure how Rav Shrami is explaining it.
Jews and Muslims
ran
together.
It may be that while the Jews were walking through one end of the Yam Suf, the other end was collapsing on the Mitzrayim. That could be. That would explain it. But anyway, this is his question and answer, and the point that the Mitzrayim went into the Yam Bar Karcha. It fits in well. Also, it fits in nicely that they went into the Yam, meaning into the ocean, and then Klal Yisrael passed, and then the water covered them up, and it fits in very nicely, it does. So, anyway, that's his explanation of the miracle of the Yam. Vatam shedekro kan yedidim. A yedid is a friend. Why are the Jews called yedidim? I'm sure you call them tzaddik and gemurim. What? Yedidim means friends. So usually a friend is somebody that you get along with, and not somebody who does against your will. And that's what's bothering him. A yedid is somebody who get along with, not someone who disobeys you. So he says, when Hashem told Klal Yisrael to go into the Yam, Heminu kulam b'Hashem v'nichzu otech yam. The ones who went in first were an example for everybody else. So this is something also that I hadn't heard before. We're all familiar with the idea that Nashim went in and the water reached his nostrils before they split. What he's bringing, apparently from Shmais Rabbah, is that the Yidden also went into the water before the water split. Now, all the Yidden showed their faith and went into the water. So we learned two new things we didn't know about Kriyas Yamsuf. One, that the horses took the Egyptians against their will. And two, that Jews entered the water before. I don't know if it's a kasha. Is it a kasha? It was Yom Tov, right? It was the seventh day of Pesach. You're not allowed to put clothing in water on Pesach. Did they all get undressed before they went in?
Maybe it was a weekday.
You're not allowed to wash your clothes, but it was the seventh day of Pesach, and they were commanded on Yom Tov already in Bay.
To go visit your Rebbe, you're allowed to go.
Derech Lichluch, that's good, you're right. There's a heter to go into water, Derech Lichluch, and not the matter of washing, the matter of walking through. Okay? So that's very good. No, but this, they were commanded in the first and seventh day of Pesach in Parshas Vay. Derech Lichluch is not, it's not the Derech of washing. Matter of fact, as the Tosfos in Be'ah says that if a woman is Tamei, she has no Tara clothing, she goes to the mikvah, when in those days when they kept Tara, she should go to the mikvah with her clothing. And they'll be tovel the clothing together with her. And the Gemara says it's mutter. Tosfos says it's mutter. Because we're not like Tumah, so we know it doesn't come out. We're not like clothing. Now here's a great kasha, third kasha. V'yichasu mayim tzareyem echa mehem loy noisar. Right, we say that the water of Yamsuf covered our enemies. Echad mehem loy noisar. Couldn't be clearer. Not one of them remained. That's a contradiction to
Paro.
V'hinei amru chazal shitzilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'paro min amisa l'saper koyach gevuras Hashem. We have a Kabbalah based on a pasuk in Chumash that loynishar behem ad echad. So we say ad echad loynishar, but echad nishar. So he's saying, he's asking the kasha that Hashem say par min amisal saper koyach gevuras Hashem k'bay shomer lo meishar meidu b'makas barat ulam barvo zay semad eticha. Hashem says, because of this, I let you stand. Bavar reis ches kaychi. You, Pari, will see my power. Laman saper shmi b'chol ha'aretz. Pari became the fellow who went around telling the story.
Did he?
Yeah. As I'll say. B'susoy lo masha chayis lo techiyam v'lo nitva. His horse didn't go into the yam. Ken yisha, echay brim echay meyam lo yinoyser, lo yinoyser echad. U'be'emes, kushizu to save al pasik b'tilim. But tiritzu, listen to his teretz. Echad mehem koy al tzareyem kibish gosh baruch higim beisei al paray al kein leinesha b'chal tzareyem b'hu noisar. Paray is not included in tzareyem. It's not such a satisfying teretz. I'll tell you the teretz that I had. I never remember who said it, but very good. It must be a Malbim. I think it's a Malbim. It sounds like a Malbim. The Malbim says in Hebrew there are two words for leftovers. Noisar and Shirayim. Shirayim are leftovers, and no, what's the difference? So he says, Shirayim is something you leave over with a plan. You have a plan. The Rebbe takes some, and he leaves over the Shirayim purposely. Or it's called Shirayim Shel Mincha. When a Kohen takes a Kaimitz, remains Shirayim. That's purposely left over. Purposely left over is Shirayim. Noisar is something that's accidentally left over. Someone eats a carbon and leaves over meat. That's called Noisar. You don't purposely leave it over. It's Noisar. Now, if you go through Tanakh, it fits very well. One of the places says, Vayivoser Yaakov Levadai. So Rashi says that he left Pachim Ketanim, he went back for it. How do you know? Maybe everyone was crossing. Somebody has to be the last one. So Yaakov Avinu, he didn't cross. Everybody, maybe he was the Levada. No, then it'll be Vayishoer Levada. That's with a plan. Vayivoser Levada, he made a mistake. He left the Pachim Ketanim, so he went back for it. It's beautiful. The Malbim is such an expert in language.
And meant by the man also, they left over intentionally.
What's it say? What's the pasuk? What's the pasuk there? What's it say?
They left over.
What's the Hebrew?
Something
with shear. Haya machta nishar lefleita with a plan. Very good. It's beautiful how it fits all over the place. It's a beautiful thing. What? So here it's gewalding. It says, Echa mehem loy noisar. Usually in a war, the losing army, someone remains. So that's called noisar. Somebody who remains without a plan, whoever remains, remains. Echa mehem, nobody remained by mistake. But, loy nishar behem ad echad. Shirayim, there was a plan. God had a plan. He left over Paroi to be able to go and tell the story of what took place. So Echabeim like Noisa, no one was left over by mistake.
By Siru and Russian women of Siru. Right here.
Maybe
right here. By Siru.
We have to look up the album there. You're making trouble. By the month, it says that Yisiru Mimenu and Nafshan Baike. People left it over till the morning.
So.
But it was, they were sure they wanted to test God by the month. Maybe they pretended. You know what? We could check up the album. He probably says something. Because he's very consistent with his language. Okay. If you stick around, remind me, I'll look it up. Okay.
Something,
but anyway, what?
A big trouble.
Yeah, it's good trouble. It's not big trouble. It's fine. Okay, so he says the third thought, the Noisar, the last part, Alzai Shibcha Huvim, Veroimimu Kale.
What is that?
Yeah. I have one. So here, it must be an Ashkenaz Sfarad difference. We, meaning Sfarad. No, I'm sorry. We also say, Shibachu Ahum and Rai Mokel. Okay. No, this is Ashkenaz. Yeah. I thought I was nuts. We say Raimimu Lokel. Svard says Azay Shukhov Raimimu Lokel. And Ashkenaz says Raimimu Kel. There's a lamed difference. I've never noticed that. In Aleinu, there's a one letter difference between Ashkenaz and Svard. Valke Nikavalcha and Svard. And Ashkenaz says Zalki. That's why Svard takes a little longer to say, what? We say Valke. So anyway, we say the Raimimu Lokel. So let's see how he explains that. Kalaima Bishua Sayyam Raimimu Lakadish Baruchu Shehu Kale. No, it's Raimimu Kale. They had a high praise for God. They said he is Kale. Amru Zekeli Vandeyu. Shegiu Oz Ladargamo Idnale Bishvacha Kadish Baruchu. Shalahigiu Ela Af Pami Kaidam Lazer. It was the highest level of praise. But Nasi Yedidim Bavusas Ashua Sayyam. Nos again v'nosdu yedidim says nos yedidim shemir hashir v'sishvachais v'vuz hashir seyam. It's a reference that's based on the shir of the yam. Nosdu lanu v'titnu lanu achacham nekram yedidim laimar semirais and emorim b'levei negino klei shir. So Chazal in nosdu yedidim he says means the rabbanim gave us a minig of praising Hashem. With Zmirai, Shira is Amutais Bepebelvad. Shira is something you sing, without music. So we're saying Zemer is with music, and Shira is without. So why do we call it Shabbos Zmiris? Quite different from Shabbos Shira. No, it's Shira he's saying is without, musical accompaniment.
And what does Zmiris
mean? And Zmiris, he teaches means with Nigin, with Kleshir, with musical accompaniment. What? Yeah, he's not referring to Shabbos. Mishpachas brachos does the vachakach evakayim shachachamenu yistu say the psuki de zimra vabrachas tugmes hashira shom yisrael bekriyas yamsuf. We took the example of the Jews of Kriyas Yamsuf who sang praise. Hapirishu shalzeis hashira nasi yedidei Hashem loimer bideyayim v'yayim ezmirais shirais mishpachas. So we take the example and we say we sing praise v'ayim bepirish hasidah shal rabbi palatzek. She's gonna grow you. They should have Zmirais Seveves Apsuke de Zimra Zemer. Shirais Shira Seyam. Tishbachais is Yishtabach. Brachais is Yaitzirar. Haidais is Avarabu Shuaida. Goy Lavasi Vachamlasi is Barach. So listen to this. Vinostu Yedidim. The Rabbanim set up to say Zmirais Psuke de Zimra. Shirais, which is Azyashir, Sishbachais, which is Ishtabach, Brachais, Vahidais, Esperchus Kriyashma, and Haidav, of Avarabba, Lamelech Kel Chayvekayam to our God. So at any rate, this is his biur, and okay, God willing, we'll try to pick up from where we left off. We'll go back to Kriyat Shema after Yom Tov.